Good morning. Let's talk sports. On the high school scene, limited action yesterday in baseball, Thief River Falls Prowlers had a doubleheader in Rosa, won both games. Prowlers winning 8-2, and the Prowlers over the Rosa Rams 11-1 in game two. Also in baseball yesterday, Barnesville stopped East Grand Forks 11-5. Jay Jackson loaded the bases. Steven Okerd served up a grand slam, and the Twins' usually reliable bullpen got roughed up in a 10-6 loss to the Mariners last night in Minneapolis. Loss is just the second in the last 15 games for the Twins, who are now 20-15 on the season. Game three of the four-game set tonight at Target Field, 6:40 first pitch. Hear it on KTRF. 6 o'clock will be the pregame. The 2024 schedule for the Minnesota Vikings will be released on Wednesday, May 15th, the week from today. The schedule is being released 6 days later than expected. They'll also have 9 home games, the Vikes, with 8 games on the road. One of those games will be played in London, England, with the likely date of sometime in October. Rudy Gobert made some history. Gobert, the Minnesota center, was announced Tuesday night as the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year for a record-tying 4th time. He joins Basketball Hall of Fame inductees Dikembe Mutombo, Ben Wallace. French centers went 1-2 in the voting, with San Antonio's Rookie of the Year and Victor Wembanyama placing second. University of Minnesota volleyball program has announced the addition of sophomore libero defensive specialist Kate Thiebaud to the team. A Watertown, Minnesota native comes to Minnesota after spending the past season with Oregon. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.